Yesterday we were talking about that the decorations of the Sukkah are Muktzah. The Shabbos and the Yom Tov, you're not allowed to even move them around. And Baal HaMoed, you're not allowed to use them for your personal use. The Ramot says, though, that the decorations that people put on the walls of the Sukkah, like tapestries or pictures, then there's a minute to remove them when it rains. You must have it tonight. Because they rely on opinions at home that there's no issa muksa on the walls, and surely not on decorations of the walls. Even so, the Rambam says, if you want to remove your decorations, use them, the ones on the walls, then you should, it's better to make the tanai over there. Even though we said before, the decoration on the svar, the minhag is not to make it tanai. Here, you should make it nice. The nice is to gather the etzim din, which the rule brings, that the menachim say that the nois sukkah on the walls are also osur, not to rely on that Maureen opinion. If you do want to remove your decorations on the walls, use them for other things, it's more strongly recommended that before Yom Tov you should make this condition that I'm not refraining from using them even from the beginning of the day of Shemosh, the beginning of the Yom Tov. Another thing is that if you are planning to remove your noi, in cases of Rei Bosh, is not so common, but even if you're concerned about that, you have to make sure they're not tied down in the fashion. If you have a problem to open up a knot or break something, and Yom Tov should just be hanging there. You can just remove it.